Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
There is no one who epitomizes a champion the way this man does right here. There is no one out here. What an example for us to be with every single day. Bob Uecker. No doubt.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrone.
Are you still with me?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. You good?
Yeah. 8:15 on Wisconsin's Morning News. The Brewers are going to put postseason tickets on sale tomorrow. More information about how you can get your hands on them in a moment. First, let's just revel in it a little bit.
Ninth inning, tie game. Jackson Churio, of course, triples.
Of course. Yes, the 20-year-old kid comes through.
So it's a game that had already been clinched. There already had been some quote-unquote celebrating ahead of time, maybe more by fans than by the team. I mean, they talked about it. They were shaking hands and happy that they had already clinched the division.
Some back slaps and whatnot. All right, nice job.
Fans are already raiding the stores, getting the clinching shirts on. But on the field, Jake Bowers is up.
And Stebbins is running and delivers. Swinging and a rocket to right. Base hit. They win. Jake Bowers hit an absolute bullet. Pass Harper at first. Jackson Churio scores the winner, and they're chasing Jake Bowers into center field. They finally caught him, and the celebration now.
Yep. Then the celebration could officially begin.
And they finally caught him. I like that. They had to chase Bowers in the center.
Right. So what was pretty neat about it is that, of course, you're going to pop the champagne. Everyone knew that this was going to happen. But they waited for Mr. Baseball to get down there before they really lit it up. There's Pat Murphy here addressing the group.
There is no one who epitomizes a champion the way this man does right here. There is no one out here. What an example for us to be with every single day. Bob Uecker. No doubt.
Place goes nuts. Now listen closely as they're spraying the bubbly. Hear what Uecker says right here.
Excuse me.
So don't know if he was kidding or not. Said something about relieving himself. But anyway, Uke celebrating there. You want to hear more from Mr. Baseball? Matzik caught up with him in there. So Greg Matzik in the clubhouse with Uecker.
Hey, Bob. It was a nice party they threw you here.
Really nice.
Yeah.
I guess. This is actually my hotel room. Yeah. I thought.
Body hotel room?
Yeah. This is my hotel room.
Are they going to get the synth out of the carpet?
This is, yeah, this is, I hope not. This is what keeps me going. Absolutely. When you get to this time in your life, your existence, to be laying on a champagne-soaked carpet is the top dog.
How about that? So that's what he was looking for. Pretty neat moment to see everyone celebrating Uecker, of course. The team just on fire. Jackson Churio got himself a little baby stroller that they brought him that had all the O'Doul's and the grapefruit juice, or the grape juice instead of the champagne.
Because he's 20 and can't legally drink.
Reese Hoskins chatting with Dom Catronio, who is also in the clubhouse.
All right, where's Reese Hoskins? 3, 2, 1. Reese, you've gotten the habit of these, man. How does this one feel right now?
Oh, this is a great. This is my first division right here. This is why you do it, you know, like all the blood, all the sweat. There's nothing better than cherishing things that are bigger than yourself, and to do it with some of your friends. It's just, this is what you remember. This is awesome.
When you look around this clubhouse, we got Martinelli's behind us for Jackson, and you got some veterans like yourself. What a mix in this room, guys that have never done it before and guys like you that have experienced it. What do you hope to soak up from this?
Again, man, it's just doing, being a part of something that's bigger than yourself, right? Like, it's a collective group that's all trying to do the same thing, and we did that really, really well for 151 now. We believe, you know.
Isn't that great, though? Doesn't he sound like his manager? Like, just everyone's in it together. We're all here together. We're at game 151.
Bigger than me.
Yeah, right?
Isn't that awesome? And not done yet.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And they're not done yet, by the way. There's 10 games left. Every one of them very important, as the Brewers on a jockey for position. What they want is to get a bye of the first round games. You may recall, first round game is best of three. It's all at AmFam, every game, but you don't know who you're playing yet. Could even be the Mets, who you finish the season with.
If the Brewers end up playing in that first round.
Right.
If you end up one of the top two records in baseball as the division champion, then you get the first round bye. Right now, those positions held by the Phillies, whom we just beat 2 out of 3, oh, by the way, and the Dodgers. The Phillies are up a little bit further, right? What are we, 3 behind them, 2 behind LA?
Correct.
So basically, you have to leapfrog both of those teams. I believe the Dodgers hold the tiebreaker, so we'd have to finish one better than them in terms of overall record.
And you're playing teams that are fighting now. You're playing the Diamondbacks 4 starting tonight. You still got the Mets later on.
Right. D-backs are trying to find their way in as a wild card.
Yep. Back to the partying, if you will. I just love the end of this. This is Atanasio, who, by the way, had to feel like $1 million yesterday seeing Craig Counsell and the Cubs lose to clinch it earlier on in the day. He's talking with Matzik. Listen to the end here.
He dropped a couple of curses, and when we clinched, they had a beep. They couldn't beep him out on live television. They said, oh, that's some locker room talk. That's what's great about Murphy. So genuine, you know? Really genuine.
Good stuff. Mark, thank you very much. Thanks, I appreciate it.
Really appreciate that. That's changing everything now.
Did they have that DJ'd?
We did have Matt Arnold on Brewers 360 earlier, and you asked him.
Are you up early or are you still up?
I don't really know. It's a little foggy. I feel like I got hit by a truck, but that's fine. My voice is a little foggy as well, but no, I'm feeling great.
Yeah, you are.
Are you up early or still up? I don't really know.
Something.
What's the difference? Well, if you want to get hit by a truck, that's the one you want to get hit by.
Right? That's the best feeling ever.
So here's how things set up. Brewers tomorrow, and we're going to have live coverage through the morning. At 6 a.m. are going to start their what they're calling the prep rally. And they'll have things to give away for fans. Free brats from Johnsonville. And free Brewers flags as well will be given out to the first 5,000 fans in line. The other special thing that you get in addition to meeting a bunch of people, I mean, Robin Yount's going to be out there. Former Packers Hall of Famer Donald Driver is helping out. Pat Murphy, of course, manager of the Milwaukee Brewers. Sidney Moncrief.
There you go.
Sidmo is going to make an appearance. I mean, like, the Bucks and the Packers are getting in on this. You're going to have some former Badgers out there as well. So a lot of folks are going to be celebrating along with our Milwaukee Brewers. That's all happening from 6 to 9 tomorrow at American Family Field. The other special thing you get if you show up in person at some point between 6 and 9 is a QR code that you can scan, and that will allow you to access postseason tickets ahead of them going on sale to the general public. That, for everybody else, will happen at 10 a.m. So if you can't get down to the ballpark, and those postseason tickets go on sale at 10 in the morning. To Eric's point, we don't know what you're buying tickets for yet. Could be for those first three games at American Family Field. If the Brewers don't manage to secure one of those top two positions, then there would be that wild card round playoff. Could be as many as three games at AmFam if needed. Otherwise, whatever you buy there will roll into the division series. For the Brewers. Eric doesn't care. He's just got a big fat grin on his face. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow. I paid my dues. Do you want to play the whole song?
Just do it.
Do we play that? I don't know. We want to look ahead. Yeah, you won the NL Central, but you know.
Yeah, so don't
you
touch touch the trophy, man.
Okay. Champions of that, and
yeah,
that's
we're still
something
champs,
to hang your head
right?
On,
I mean, it's something.
We're about ready to move past that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I've had my
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday.
8:29 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Eric, I've raised all of my children to believe that pretty much everything is at least a little bit funny.
Yeah, right? Okay.
So there's an opportunity for humor.
There is a hint of humor
everything.
In just about everything sure. that ever happens.
The danger with that is, as in any comedy, is you take a chance, right? You make a crack and maybe it's not well received or maybe whatever. So you're always taking a chance.
It could offend. Sure.
Comedy is that which violates expectancy. So
yes.
But in and of its nature, you can't be expecting it generally for that joke to hit, right? I put that lens out there as we'll address an important question ahead for some parents in our community, for some local authorities and school officials, as we get into this situation that happened at Nathan Hale High School yesterday. It was a frightening situation. Nathan Hale is in West Dallas. It's, just west of Highway 100? Near Highway 100 in Greenfield, that area, okay? It's one of the two West Dallas high schools. There's West Dallas Central. This happened at Hale. And the school is evacuated due to a threat. And this wasn't one of these phony phone-in things where somebody calls, maybe somebody not even affiliated with the school or far away. We've had those, like a swatting incident or something.
Right, which is what people automatically assume sometimes in some of these cases.
Yeah, this was a police response evacuation of students due to a report of suspicious behavior among another student.
Some kid with a vest on. And we heard him say, wait until I detonate, and obviously I'm not going to take that lightly.
It's one of the students who actually reported this perceived threat to school authorities. Did everything right, according to authorities. He was talking with TMJ4 News. What happened was, you heard him reference a student wearing a vest. It was one of these, tell me again what it's called.
A ruck vest.
Okay.
Ruck.
And it's weighted, and you use it. It's like a piece of athletic equipment.
Yeah. So it's a new. I feel like it's growing in trends now, where you wear this weighted vest because it helps you hike, you walk, you work out with it, and it helps build your core.
Sure. So if you're running or hiking or whatever, wearing this vest, then you're going to build more muscle.
You go rucking, is what they say.
Make it tougher on your body so that it's a better workout. Yeah. Okay. So this student in high school is wearing the vest. Well, they can kind of look, I suppose, to an untrained eye, and that's how these students saw it, as maybe a piece of tactical gear, like we have seen some school shooters actually wear as they go in to do their terrible crimes on that day. So apparently that same student, you heard the other one reference, made a crack, like, well, wait until I detonate, as if it were perhaps even an explosive device. It wasn't. But what we don't know this morning is, was it just a bad joke? Or was the student trying to cause an uproar? We do know that other students took it very seriously.
I think people at school need to be more aware of what they're doing and what they're saying, because this stuff is serious and it should be taken seriously.
And that's another student talking with TMJ4 about what happened and why that student was reported. I want to play one more thing that she said, that this one kind of gave me chills. She was talking about, as they're being evacuated from school and they don't know what's going on, she said the principal came on the PA and said, like a fire drill, like we need everybody out. So it was orderly to an extent, but students were worried. She was worried.
After everything that happened in Georgia, I was just super worried. Like, I was like, oh no. And I was literally, I was looking for all my friends. I was like making sure I was counting everybody, make sure I had a head count of all my friends.
Yeah, so while there was no tragedy at the school and it turned out not to be a specific threat, the students weren't in danger, it wasn't like nothing happened. This happened. It happened to all of those students. It happened to the teachers. It happened to the staff. It happened to parents and caregivers all over that area who heard about this and heard about an incident at their kid's school. Maybe they were getting text messages from the kids. So something happened here, and it's real bad. The other part that stood out to me is just how clearly and calmly and informatively she is talking about what is the reality for our students these days. Yes, we're aware of what happened in Georgia. Yeah, we thought about this threat. Like, they've been through this. This is where their brains live.
If this turns out to be some type of joke, how do you define that? How do you define what was considered just an offhanded, oh yeah, wait until I detonate, right? As they're walking to versus, holy cow, this person's making a threat.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure we don't know where this was, but.
And that's why I started the segment as I did, of sometimes jokes are just jokes, but these young people don't have the freedom to make those jokes anymore. It's like, you know, not to make jokes about bombs or weapons when you're in line at airport security.
Or fires in right. a movie theater.
That's not funny. If it ever was, it certainly isn't now, given the reality in which we live. So you ask an important question here. Was it a joke? Or was the student actually intending to cause this type of reaction? We don't know. We do know police took him into custody. But we have not heard from police as to whether or not they're going to recommend any sort of charges. We hadn't heard from the school as to whether or not they're going to recommend discipline.
And does he deserve a perp walk like that one sheriff?
Well, you've got this sheriff, what was he, in Florida?
Florida,
yeah. We played a thing with him the other day saying these kids who are calling in threats or doing stuff like that, if they're minors, that means sometimes they get a slap on the wrist. I'm not slapping wrists anymore. I'm going to walk them in front of people, and people are going to know who did this. Like, he is so angry and beside himself because of exactly these types of things that happen. And so, right, what is the right punishment for a person? I suppose you do have to look at motivation. Certainly, if the student intended for this to happen, was making threats deliberately to cause people to be worried.
That's different.
That's different. Yep. And then you say, for sure, that's an easy throw the book at him, right? You did something deliberate. You caused all this trouble on purpose. And that's a problem. That's problematic. Not suggesting that he would be free from responsibility for what he said and did. If it were the other case of just, I just made a bad joke, I'm sorry. But you would have to consider that as you wonder what it is that you do with him. We will keep you up to date on that.
So it should be easier now to get a new passport. I'm in line for one. I got to get this done, actually.
Yeah, that's a hassle. You still got to fill all the stuff out. You got to fill you got to send your old passport in.
Yep, and then you have to, like, staple the new picture on this little form that you have to sign, and then you send that in. Well, renewing your passport should be a little bit easier now and cheaper. State Department taking the entire process digital for those interested. News Nation's Nick Smith.
Adults can renew online for free after previously costing $130. The new system will help alleviate issues centered on staffing shortages. Kids and first-time passport applicants will still have to use the mail, but the State Department says the service will be live and online soon.
Yeah, so I want to jump in on this. I went on it the other day, and there was like a beta, so I'm going to try it again and see if I, because I'm due, and I'm leaving the country next year, so.
You think you better get on that, right?
Well, because, it's always very strange the way the expiration date works on that stuff. So I'm debating whether to send in now and just make sure I get it done or sit and make sure I can do it digitally. So I'm going to go through the process. I'll keep you updated on that.
Please, I'll be anxious to hear.
And by the way, you need to have a U.S. address, only open to Americans that live in the actual states. As of now, it's expected as many as 5 million people will take advantage of this service the first of the year.
How is this not already digital?
Right? Right? Isn't that amazing?
There is no one who epitomizes a champion the way this man does right here. There is no one out here. What an example for us to be with every single day. Bob Uecker. No doubt. Yeah!
This is your chance to be a professional baseball player.
People still don't recognize us.
For 5 minutes. Virtually, of course.
We're contenders now.
Welcome to Virtual Baseball on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Play ball!
Virtual Baseball, National League Central Division Championship Edition, is sponsored by Siding Unlimited. It's siding and a whole lot more. Honest pricing guaranteed. Visit SidingUnlimited.com. Our player today is Brenda, calling in from Newburgh.
There you go.
Just Prittner, Saukville, and West Bend. Kind of halfway between, right, Brenda?
Yes, it is.
Okay, are you fired up for the Brewers? I mean, like, how good is this right now?
I am. I was at the game last night.
No
way.
Yes. Did you stay throughout? I assume you saw some celebrating at the end?
We did, yes.
So were guys, like, kind of in and out of the clubhouse? Did they take a moment to really celebrate with the fans who stuck around?
They did. It was really good.
How are the lines at the pro shop?
I didn't even notice.
Flooded with new gear right away. All right, let's get to the game. Brenda, Eric's going to explain how it works.
Brenda, here. I assume you know how to play?
Yes.
Okay, good. Let's just get to it. Let's play virtual baseball. All right, would you like to be the home team or the visiting team today?
Um, let's go the visiting team.
Ooh, so that means you go first. You'll play against Vince. What would your first number? You got to pick 1 through 20. What's your first number?
Let's go with 14.
Number 14 today is Garrett Mitchell.
2-2. Popped up. Shallow left field. Long run out for the third baseman, Nevin. He won't get there. It drops in fair territory. Bowers around third. He will score. Oh, a bloop. RBI double for right. Garrett Mitchell.
That's a good
nice.
Start.
You're on the board, Brenda.
On the board with that one.
1-0. 1-0.
All right.
Okay, highlight number two.
What's your second number?
I'll pick number three, please.
Jackson Churio.
Set to work. Runners lead. First, second, and third to pitch. Hit to left and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone! Jackson Churio just hit one with the bases loaded.
All right.
He does that.
All right. Outstanding.
Well,
it's,
you got,
it's 5-0, Brenda.
Got a 5 burger on the board. You got one more swing yet.
All right, let's go with number 16.
Jake Bowers.
The 3-2 delivery. High drive, deep right field. Back goes Reynolds. Grand slam.
But you're kidding.
That's my goal. Right. Boy, that doesn't happen very often, except for this year when they hit grand slams all the time. Wow. All right, so what'd you end up with, 9 runs?
Nine? Brenda, you're winning 9-0.
They crossed the plate 9 times.
9?
Okay, wow. Now Vince will try
to... Well, let's just run through this right quick then. I'll take highlight number one.
Now, there are some other grand slams in there. I tried to stack it.
I don't want it. I want Brenda to win.
Sal Frelick.
A 1. Lined into shallow center. Friedel coming on. Friedel dives. Can't get it. It rolls by him. It's all the way to the wall. Contreras scores. Frelick will be held at third. It'll be an RBI triple.
Okay, so you got one. So you got to score 8 runs.
In the next two batters. So I need back-to-back grand salamis.
Yes, basically.
All right, give me highlight number two.
Willie Adames.
Font brings home the pitch. High fly ball left field. Racing back is Smith at the track. At the wall. It is gone.
He hits 3 runs.
Break it open. Willie Adames. A grand slam!
I'm sorry, Brenda.
Uh-oh. They've had a million grand slams this year. I told you I stacked the deck on this
one. All right, Brenda's up 9-5. I have one batter left. I will take number 5.
All right, it's Bryce Terang. Did Terang ever hit one? Do we know?
He did.
Okay, well, all right, it's Bryce Terang. Let's see.
1-0 pitch. Driven into left center field. Long run for Ciani. Goes into a slide, and he dropped the baseball. Around third is Haas. He's headed for home. Here's Wins. Relay to the plate. It's going to be in time. They got him.
No, that means another
I've never
burger.
Been so happy for that to have happened.
That means you win. Congratulations.
Oh, outstanding, Brenda.
Yes.
Oh, so glad you're at the game.
Thank you. Thank you.
And enjoying this ride. Hang on the line here. We'll have...
Get you a Brewers prize pack.
Adam is producing the program today.
Thank you.
So he'll get some more information from you. Congrats on the big win. And that's virtual baseball for today. Well done, E.
And Stemmons is running and delivers. Swinging and a rocket to right. Base hit. They win. Jake Bowers hit an absolute bullet. Pass Harper at first. Jackson Churio scores the winner. They're chasing Jake Bowers into center field. They finally caught him. And the celebration now.